Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is a guy who has done a lot here in the city of Boston. You know him for things like The Job, Rescue Me. He is a primetime Emmy-nominated writer, actor, comedian, bon vivant, let's say. Dennis Leary here with Gretchen Keefe. Dennis, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
We are tremendous. And, of course, the Jimmy Fund means so much here in Boston. And, Dennis, guys like you and friends like Lenny Clark and people like that, you're always great in situations like this. But, you know, 20 years now of raising funds for the Jimmy Fund and people like you being a part of it is a big reason why this has been able to continue. Just from your perspective, Dennis, thoughts on not only this whole endeavor, the Jimmy Fund as well, and why you took time out of your busy schedule to join us today?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it all goes back to, I almost hate to say it, it goes back to Lenny Clark, who is not only one of my oldest friends, but, you know, Lenny is one of the founding members of the Boston comedy scene. And, you know, I love him. So 20 years ago, he was the one who told me, hey, listen, because he does so much charity work. He's every night, practically, he's doing a charity event somewhere in the Boston area. And he said, hey, listen, Mike Andrews. And I was like, yeah, Mike Andrews. I mean, you know, that's from the Impossible Dream Red Sox from when I was a kid. He's like, he's starting this thing, this telethon thing. You got to come to Fenway with me. And he brought me, I think it was probably the second or maybe the third year of the telethon. And I spent the day, you know, I met Mike Andrews and I spent the day with Lenny at Fenway at the telethon. And I got to tell you guys, you know, it's just, as I'm describing it to you, I can still remember images from that day. It was just so fantastic to be in Fenway and to meet the patients and the doctors and see the money rolling. And I just, it sort of attached me to the cause ever since. And, you know, when I was a kid, my dad loved the Red Sox. He was the one who told me what the Jimmy Fund was. And, you know, you always, when you went to Fenway, you were aware of the cause, you know, so it's just, it's an amazing thing. The telethon is by itself is an amazing thing. I mean, and the amount of money you raised already, it's crazy.
It is. How many of these have you been a part of? I know, I think you were on last year with Greg Hill. You've definitely done a bunch of big show spots in the past.
I haven't been there in a while because I've been busy and then we had the pandemic and everything else. But if I can't be there, I call in at least, you know, two or three different things. And I just got off doing a segment with Nesson. But again, I wish I could be there because that's, to me, it's just I was watching yesterday during the course of the day, the segments on Nesson, and, you know, it's great television too, man. It's just, it's such a great event. I mean, I love it. I wish I could be there, but I'm glad to be talking to you guys.
Well, Dennis, it's also hard not to be affected by some of the stories, and it's more than just seeing a child who is going through it. You know, we had a guy yesterday, 70 years old, and he was like, "Yo, I feel I feel like I'm 55 again." Like doesn't, you know. I know a lot of people will look at the kids and feel for them, but it's really everybody that walks through the doors of Dana-Farber that are amazing stories of survival.
I know, and here's the thing. Again, I saw Lenny say this on television yesterday, but it's really true. We were just talking about it on the Nesson segment. You know, if you haven't been involved, if you haven't been affected by the disease, and you haven't been involved in the cause, I'm telling you, just wait. Somebody in your family, somebody in your circle of friends will be affected by this disease. And It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're famous. It doesn't matter if you're not famous, rich, you know, or not rich. You will be affected by this disease, which, again, speaks to the work that they've done, you know, with this cause. And like you said, the patients are amazing. But I watch some of the doctors and the researchers talk, and it's just, it's incredible. Just in the 20 years of the telethon alone, the strides they've made in terms of research and treatment, you know, it's amazing.
Dennis, I want to know, when people see you out and they recognize you, what is it mostly from? Is it Rescue Me? Is it old stand-up days? Is it some of the movies you've done? What is the thing that you get the most?
Well, listen, I love movies and I love television, but here's the thing about television. You know, if you are on a series that affects people, they love, whatever it is, and it lasts for, you know, a certain number of years, I remember this myself, like when, you know, certain, like Tony Soprano or whatever, you get attached, you love a character. You know, it's funny and it's just true to this day. And I I'll involve Lenny in this anecdote. I can be almost anywhere on the planet and a guy will turn to me or people will come up to me and go, Tommy Gavin.
Yeah.
Right. And then of course. They literally introduced me to their family. Honey, it's Tommy Gavin. Kids, Tommy Gavin. Take a picture with Tommy Gavin. So I was with Lenny, and we were doing a fundraiser for firefighters in New York, and there was a class of probies. So this is a couple years ago. There was a class of probies who were in training to become firefighters. So they were all, you know, guys and women in their, like, early 20s, right? Very young. And Lenny and I were walking down a hallway to get to this meeting we were going to, and a group of probies were walking towards us. And literally, as they got close to us, they went, oh, my God, Uncle Teddy and Tommy Gavin. Hey, guys, look, it's Uncle Teddy and Tommy Gavin. And they were so shocked. They were like, do you guys work here? And we're like,
yeah, it's funny how people realize.
I get it. You know, it's like Michael Keaton talks about people still literally go, Batman. Hey, Batman, right. This is my wife. Hey, honey, it's Batman. You know what I mean? So it's a great problem to have, you know.
Oh, it is. And I'm not surprised at all it's from the show. But for me personally, I would go Suicide Kings. I think it's one of the most underrated movies of all time. The bit about the stingray boots, the whole thing is fantastic.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know if anybody brings that movie up to you, Dennis, but I love it. Nobody talks about that movie.
I do.
It's great.
I get fish boots.
Yeah, fish boots.
Quite a bit. I do get fish boots. You know, somebody will yell fish boots across the room or in the airport, you know. I love that movie. That was a blast to make because it was the first time I ever got to work with Chris Walken, which was just, you know, what an experience that was, you know.
And probably the first time you hit somebody with a toaster, I would imagine.
Yes, yes. Well, no, I take that back. I hit my brother with a toaster once. But
second time.
I was going to say, guy from Worcester hits someone with a toaster. I might take odds on that. And family doesn't count. And you would still think there's a chance that you want to whack somebody with a toaster.
I'm telling you, my brother and I, growing up, I try to think of the things we didn't hit each other with. I mean, hockey sticks. But in the kitchen, we would throw pots, glasses, you know, forks, knives, everything. My brother once threw, remember the old table hockey, the metal players
on the
and we were playing. I think I beat him in overtime. I scored the overtime goal, and he literally he pulled off one of his defensemen. You know, a table hockey set is like 3 feet long. He pulled off one of his defensemen and threw it at me in the forehead. So, yeah, I've hit people. I think I might hit somebody else with a toaster. I like that. Now you guys reminded me.
See, now,
I might hit Lenny with a toaster.
Why not?
By the way, Dennis, speaking of your friend Lenny, we saw him at our one of our affiliate stations' golf tournaments, and, you know, we've known Lenny a long time, and I it was the first time I had seen him since he, like, lost the weight, and I joked with him. I'm like, Lenny, every time I look on your Facebook, you're talking about how you keeled over somewhere and you got saved in a hotel. And what is up with his shirt game? Like, did he steal David Ortiz's shirts, or is he trying to dress like the father of a solid gold dancer? What is going on with him?
I think, listen, it's always been there with him. I mean, going back to when none of us were famous and he didn't have any money, he would still – every once in a while pop in with an outfit and you go, like, where the hell did you get that? You know, and they're colors that hurt your eyes. You know what I mean? But he's been on a, you know, the pandemic for him. I'm sure he's talked to you guys about this, but he had a stroke, which, you know, I got to tell you guys a funny story, which was he had the stroke, which, you know, the news spread like wildfire amongst his friends. Unfortunately, his friends are all comedians, right? So
real sympathetic group.
We were all scared for like, you know, the first 5-6 hours. And Mike Clark, his brother, was texting all of us and keeping us informed about what was going on. And probably like around hour 10, he's like, listen, the doctors are saying he's going to be okay. He's going to have to stay in the hospital. You know, he can talk a little bit, but, you know, he's going to be fine. So myself and Kenny Rogerson, all these comedians, Peter Tolan, one of the guys who created Rescue Me with me, we all started talking to each other. We're like, you know what we should do is we should start leaving him voicemails where we purposely like skip words so that when he listens to him tomorrow, when he wakes up, he's going to think he's having another stroke. And somebody should send text. Somebody should send garbled text, you know, like start the text with some sentence. And so we had an army of comedians from across the country leaving voicemails and sending these weird texts. So he woke up in the morning and looked at his phone. And for 5 minutes, he's listening to voicemails. He's going, I think I'm having another stroke.
Oh, that is fantastic. Dennis, man, you're great. I'm glad we were able to pry you away from Greg Hill for one of these interviews, which is always awesome for us. The great Dennis Leary.
You know what? I'm glad. Did Greg set that up, or did you guys do that?
I know it was someone above us, Dennis. I mean, yeah, we're just the rubes that talk on the radio. We have no idea. But when we saw you on the sheet, there was the, oh, how did that happen? So we'll take it. I don't know if
this was a refreshing break from Greg.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's save.
We'll let him know that tomorrow morning.
Oh yeah, that'll be in tomorrow's open, ladies and gentlemen. No, Dennis Leary, the great Dennis Leary. Dennis, thank you for the time and of course the support of the Jimmy Fund and able to kind of bring a little levity to this situation. But in all seriousness, thank you for the time.
And by the way, guys, let me just double your message, which. Again, going back to Lenny Clark, he said this yesterday and during the event, you know, every dollar counts, but literally like coins, every dime, every quarter, whatever you find in your couch or in your car, send it in. Literally every dime, every dollar makes a difference. It's a great cause. And send money.
Dennis, hopefully we cross paths again soon. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Dennis. There goes the great Dennis Leary, and he cranked on Greg Hill, and he told a great story. That is fantastic. What more can you ask for? But as you heard Dennis Leary say, every dime, every penny counts. 877-738-1234.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.